Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo ho ho, everybody. It's a Target Demo Friday. NBA Draft Recap. Chris Paul and Jordan Poole have new homes. And we go completely off the rails early and often. It's the Best of the DA Show, and it starts right now.
Good morning, DA. How are you?
Hello! Hello!
Good morning, my neighbor!
Get off!
Damon Amendola.
Yes, how are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, buddy.
Baby, it's a brand new day. Ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't feel the same. The rest of my life gonna start.
Let the big dog eat.
DA, great question.
All aboard
the dog.
This is why you do what you do. Yo.
Somebody stop me.
Have some fun with your marriage.
I'm coming to you to be fat. Let me be fat.
Look it.
There's so many sickos in this country.
This is facts.
Oink, oink. Ow!
Hot and hurt.
I like pleasuring myself.
This is so dumb.
A little more juice.
What?
I am broken.
Good morning.
CBS Sports Radio.
Well, as I was saying, I was listening to the radio. I heard something.
And what did you hear?
A hissing sound like this.
Hey, D.A. Let me aboard that mothership.
Permission to board that mothership, sir.
Well, you know I had to slide through the intergalactic swag party.
D.A., man, beam me up.
What's going on, my brother from another mother? Beam me up.
You guys are the best.
You guys make it.
Permission to board that mothership.
What's up, D.A., brother?
Mothership has connected.
And you the man, D.A.
It's a big work-ending week for many. Unless you're Billy Jockalone and you're at midweek, it's Mraz here on the mothership from... Where do we want to go today? From Cleveland, Ohio, to Cleveland, Wisconsin. From Brooklyn to Badlands' belly, Kalamazoo to Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
We're coming to you live from Carlos with a K's Ugly Hat Studios here at the epicenter of New York City. It's Mraz. It's Bogish. Hello, Bogey. How are you?
I'm disappointed. There actually is a Cleveland in Wisconsin?
Yeah, Cleveland University is there.
What are we doing?
Thank you.
Leave Cleveland in Ohio.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. We have a fun show to get into. Twitch.tv/CBS Sports Radio, YouTube, watchda.com, SiriusXM 158, all of our wonderful affiliates, free on the Odyssey app as well. Bogues, I believe this will be our last Summer Fry DA together.
Ever?
Yeah, because DA is going to work some shows next week, I believe not Monday, come back. He's pulling the ripcord on some time off to come back and do some shows. Then I will be on vacation the week after 4th of July, but DA will be here that Friday. And then the end of the road there. But with no DA, this is our last Summer Friday.
So I wasn't sure if we were allowed to discuss yet the schedule change.
Screw it. Why? Who's going to yell at us?
Who's going to yell at you? I mean, you're leaving.
Yeah.
The rest of us to stay here and pay the price for our indiscretions. So now I'm upset. Now I'm angry because now this really does affect me. Because now I got to work my regular shift next week. I like these 10 a.m. exits. I like having peak hours.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know.
Because you're leaving, he's got to come back and do more shows to see you face-to-face. And now, on top of that, this is our last, at least, we always had Fridays. Now we don't even have Fridays anymore?
So we'll see, man. DA's going to, I think...
Now I'm going to cry. Get ready, fan. I'm going to cry today.
Plan some long goodbyes here.
I'll give you a segment for Monday's show.
It's almost going to get uncomfortable at some point. We're going to need Stephon Diggs to walk off the field.
At some point, I'm going to tell you need to leave early.
Yeah,
we're just going to send you home a week sooner.
I don't want this long goodbye. I will just tell you that.
Frankly, I don't know that you deserve it. I don't either. You got this week. You'll get the last week of while you're here. But in between, why can't it be business as usual?
Yeah, there's no way I'm going to be able to cry. I'm done with the crying. That's it.
Pete already, I mean, tears one day. The next day, back to his usual hate.
Yeah, angry, grumpy. Right. I addressed Pete this morning with a, hey, Pete, quick thought on next week. And I got,
Well, I'll speak for Pete. Pete's had next week's schedule locked in probably since late 2021. And now DA's like, hey, I'm going to come back to work Tuesday through Thursday. What do you guys think about that? And Pete's got to recycle and move around all these different producers. So, you know what? Pete's a victim here.
He is. So we'll have that.
I am, yes.
But anyway, you're going to get more full DA show team next week than we thought. So we'll have some fun with that. Have some fun with that.
Oh, we will.
Have some fun with your canceled paternity. Is he giving the kid back, too, just to free up all his time?
By the way, on that note, you want to talk about uncomfortably long goodbyes? And we're going to, again, we have plenty to get into with the NBA draft. Carlos with a K last night texted me. He has somebody he works with at another station, I guess. He goes, can I ask you a question, big guy? I'm like, yeah. He goes, this guy really wants to meet you. Is that okay? I'm not going to release the person's name. What do you think? A Paul Rudd outside Pete's crashed a windshield? Fine. What do I care if somebody meets me?
Better be Paul Rudd.
Carlos with a no comment. Yeah. Hello?
Hello? It's not Paul Rudd.
Okay. I'm saying, am I Paul Rudd that it was that big a deal for somebody to want to meet
me? No, I don't know. I don't know if you thought that would be weird or not.
Why would I think it? Dude, did you see what happened a week ago today?
I was there for a bit.
Two people I never met brought an orange crusher to my parents' backyard and started making people drinks.
That I did not have. I was disappointed.
Yeah. So, nothing's
now,
weird.
Carlos, I know the two places that you work that are not here. Which one of these places is this person from?
South Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll sign a couple baseballs for the kid. I'll throw them in the way. All right?
Yeah, it's not Babe Ruth. Come on.
Hey. You cried like he was Babe Ruth, Pete. That line of thought from you might have been out the window as of Tuesday or whatever morning that was. Where
I said when all that happened that I needed to get what I had to say out at the beginning of this whole thing, and by the end of this thing, I'm on to Cincinnati.
And no. we've had some tweets come our way. People who don't understand the show that are a little upset with how much Pete or me were both crying. We'll address that a little later on in the show.
Well, yeah, they could go scratch.
Or we'll address it now. All right. Well, right now, let's begin with the NBA draft. And I think, look, Victor Wembanyama going one overall, not exactly a surprise. Brandon Miller, apparently not a surprise that he went two after the fact. But, you know, as with the lead up was, there was still some confusion. Should it be Scoot Henderson? Will it be Brandon Miller? We'll talk about all of that. But I think the biggest story from yesterday.
Wembanyama?
Chris Paul's got a new home. It's a pool party in Washington. It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
You know, we've all kind of been there and been through those growing pains of a playoff experience, and it happens. But we all can play better, and we all got to play better if we're going to win on Sunday.
Yeah, Jordan never really got going tonight, unfortunately. You know, he got a little frustrated early. He had a couple plays where he didn't get calls, and you know, he was trying to attack but couldn't quite shake free. So, just a frustrating night for him.
Amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Steph Curry and Steve Kerr back on April 28th on Jordan Poole struggling. And boy, was he unplayable at times in the postseason this year. And it comes, you know, in a year where it started where him and Draymond Green are getting into it to the point Draymond's, you know, basically getting suspended from the team. Jordan Poole, I don't know what happened. What the disconnect was, but there was a moment in time, and look, based on the contract Bob Myers had given him, $140 million is still left, right, Bogues? At this point, honestly?
It hasn't even started yet.
Hasn't even
that
started
extension
yet.
Starts as of whenever the new league year begins.
Right. So they had thought that Jordan Poole might be their next scorer, that transition from the Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond era, like this, he would be that carrot, and there was a major disconnect. That was a bad contract. But now, you want to argue maybe they gave up a little too early. Whatever it was, wasn't going to work in that room. So a win for new Warriors GM Mike Dunleavy Jr. to find somebody to take on that contract. Maybe Jordan Poole has a little bit of a rebirth and, you know, plays somewhat up to it with the Washington Wizards. I mean, Jordan playing for the Wizards when you think it's all over. Where have we seen that before? Anyway, they get back Chris Paul. Chris Paul is pouting on his way to Good Morning America that he found out from his son that he was traded. Not again, not a shock. I can't believe I ended up with the Wizards. That was a thought. Well, you're not with the Wizards for long. In fact, Chris Paul ends up, you could argue, in the best possible scenario for him. Now, we could talk about fit, especially if Draymond Green comes back. Draymond Green essentially ran a lot of point forward before the Warriors. And, of course, Chris Paul in a backcourt that already has Klay Thompson and Steph Curry overall. Is Chris Paul basically a sixth man on this team? I guess perhaps, maybe a very more expensive six man, but maybe that helps. Limits the minutes between him, limits the minutes between Steph Curry, who got hurt last year and missed a lot of time. And maybe the Warriors have the right combination now where, you know, load management does reign true and they get the healthy version of themselves in the postseason. And Chris Paul, one last shot, the perfect shot, arguably, outside of maybe ending up on Denver, to go find his way to an NBA championship as the Hall of Fame point guard, only has that missing from his resume, folks.
There's so many different things to pull at from this trade, but I keep ending back up on this question. Did the Warriors just choose Draymond Green over Jordan Poole? Like, did they decide that the two of them couldn't exist anymore, that the locker room couldn't? Because we even discussed this the other day, talking about when Draymond opted out. Like, because they keep saying, you know, things will be okay, things will be okay. But they weren't okay for an entire season. So Why should we think that they would get okay over the summer and then the next year? And whatever this is, 48, 72 hours after that conversation, they're getting rid of one of the guys, the victim in this situation. He's leaving town. There's obviously a lot of basketball involved in it, but it feels like they realized partly that the two of them couldn't be together anymore for the good of the team, and it's Jordan Poole who's got to go to Washington.
Which is kind of puzzling. It's not puzzling for the step, but I wouldn't shock me, because who knows how Klay, Steph, or some of the other guys felt about Jordan Poole. Like, Draymond might be the most emotionally erratic slash passionate person out of the bunch, where he kind of, we don't know, like, might have been speaking for the team in many ways with the way he went after Poole. It may not have been just a Draymond versus Poole thing, just Draymond is so crazy that it came down to that. So this could have been a locker room thing anyway, Bogues. But even beyond that, I mean, if Jordan Poole was some kind of gateway to the future for them, even if they're going to have to eventually add other guys, you know, we had the discussion when Bob Meyer stepped down. Was Bob Meyer stepping down really to spend time with his family at his younger age? Or was he stepping down because he knew that this team was on the end of the road about to break up pieces and he didn't have to be the, didn't want to be the one to say goodbye? Now it really feels like the Warriors are back all in with now a group of four, including Chris Paul, with an aging roster.
Yeah, I mean, I can buy into the Bob Myers idea that he didn't want to have to break up Steph and Klay and Draymond at some point. I don't think Bob Myers would have been precluded from trading Jordan Poole for Chris Paul. I don't know that this move.
But what I mean, I'm sorry if that came off, like, by getting Chris Paul, that shows you're going to be doing the exact opposite of breaking these guys up right now.
Right, which I think was going to be the plan no matter what. Like, I think, now, I don't mean that Bob Myers is going to break them up now. It was like he didn't want to have to break them up at all.
Right.
Because at some point, they're not all just going to retire at the same time and be done with it. Like, you're going to have to make decisions along the way. And one of them is right now on Draymond Green. But I still think, had Bob Myers not left, he'd still be the one realizing that this two-timeline thing, they were too young and they missed on some of those young guys, that it was time to get older, get a little more experience. I think he would have made similar moves. This one, I think he could have made, but it fits more in line with Mike Dunleavy Jr. as a new GM trying to immediately put his imprint on the situation.
It's true. 855-212-4227. That number again is 855-212-4CBS. The other part of this is fascinating. You cannot ignore the Denver Nuggets' dominance through the postseason this year, and whether this is just the start for Denver, Like, we just had five different champions in 5 years, but that's not as parity-driven as it seems, right? I mean, the Raptors win after the Durant-Clay injuries. The Warriors jumped back in for one of those titles. It's, with that year with the bubble was a little weird. So it's not as cut and dry, is that the saying, that we have suddenly a parity in the NBA? But like, we could very easily be on the verge of the Nuggets winning three titles in 4 years. But in the West, outside of the Nuggets, the Suns just made a move to go all in and get Bradley Beal. And as part of that, you know, they dump out Chris Paul's contract. There is, I would think, a lot of pressure on Kevin Durant, who couldn't get it done in Brooklyn, left. The Kyrie thing blew up. Now is in Phoenix with yet another super team. Oh, the irony to me that the guy that Kevin Durant's new team sheds to try to get him the right pieces again, because Kevin Durant only needs all these right pieces to go win a championship, now ends up on Durant's second old team, who will be directly competing with them for a potential Western Conference championship. And wouldn't it be amazing if Kevin Durant still cannot break through in the West, and it's Chris Paul, the guy he was just playing with, who helps, you know, kind of solidify and get the Warriors back this year, and the Warriors, Durant's old team, beat them out for whatever spot could remain in the West. Like, that storyline next spring is on the table.
And I feel like the way the universe seems to regard Kevin Durant, it's going to happen. Because, again, this is a guy that got hurt during warm-ups.
Yeah.
It just feels like the universe has had enough of KD shtick as well and keeps coming back and biting him. So I'm assuming at some point in the spring, these two teams will meet. This will be the postseason where Chris Paul is healthy. A quad doesn't pop. A thumb doesn't get broken. And he'll hit a big shot while Curry and Clay star and the Warriors push the Suns to the brink.
I'm all in.
It just seems destined to happen.
I'm all in. I can't wait to watch as I'm
talking baseball
every single day.
Yeah, I was going to say, and not discuss it in the afternoons on The Fan. What are the NBA finals? Actually, with Evan there, you'll have to discuss basketball.
I'm so excited for you guys to be able to talk about this next year.
Thank you.
All right, we come back. Your best audio of the day, including, apparently, I have not heard this clip. I got a tweet. JR and Shep playing detective last night. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
To Brinkat, oh. That's a little Canadian Bacon preview for you.
And what song is that you're singing?
Isn't that the Tom Petty song, Kitty Cat, oh, oh, oh. Pussycat, whoa, whoa. No, you're not getting that?
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Now, an interesting tweet. One I hadn't pondered.
Pete's going to love this.
So let's let it marinate over us. Our friend Moose, who runs the Up the Gut Instagram page. By the way, thanks for... That was a nice post he gave me. He tweets at me and Bogues. I got to thinking yesterday. Why no mention of DA's estate to host next year's listener event? Millions of acres of space.
There's Pete.
Deck with an awning. Sleeping bat door prizes. A grill. A smoker. Coolers of craft beer. Wildlife for the kids to interact with. Perfect. Huh. Let's play the game. Good tweet, bad tweet.
Great tweet. Great tweet.
Carlos?
Fantastic tweet.
Huh. Boy, that would be something. DA figuring out how to get an Uber with no phone service by him to get Gordon out of there because he can't take the same story 16 times.
Now, one of the initial problems...
I know where you're going.
Maybe not. DA does have a sloped front yard.
Oh, okay, maybe not.
So people will fall down that.
Yeah, just don't have your wives think they can fly a kite while running uphill on it. Like me and Pete had to deal with. our two wives we love very much, very dopey moments. Why is it not working? Well, there's no wind and you're going uphill.
Right.
So
let's have lunch.
I brought blueberry pie.
Here would be my issue with that.
It's DA's house?
Yeah, we were lucky. We are lucky with one microphone and Comrex to work inside at the same time a camera works at DA's house. Could you imagine bringing higher level equipment with four microphones and video equipment outside his house with his internet connection and having it work?
And then you have bears running around.
I mean, I wasn't even thinking about technology. Just DA's favorite part of Bob's Bar show is that it's Bob's Bar.
Right, he can leave.
He can show up at 5:55, and at 12:30 or 1:30, he is gone. He does not
over under at 11.
Anyone at his house.
Oh, boy.
Just like I don't either.
Which, again, I want to be a part of this show going forward in some way, shape, or form. I want the Bob's Bar show. It's one of my favorite days of the year. But I'm going to tell you right now, if I'm not here full time, you jerks are all staying till the bitter end. And you're helping Nance Windex the patio, too.
I've been thinking about this. Clearly, this needs to be like a Shauna Palooza day where we do our show and then slowly fades into your show so that Evan and Tiki have to clean up at like 7 o'clock on Friday.
Could you imagine if Knockout Neil is there through Evan and Tiki?
You could cross
he might fall through
here.
He might fall through the bar.
Might get some merchandise. Oh. You know, there'll be people there.
By the way, did I read on the air, or was it not for air, that Knockout Neil sent me a DM, a severely apologized?
No, you mentioned it.
Okay. And he did not have to do this, but he said, because he has the address, scarily enough, I'm sending your parents an apology gift on Amazon.
Right.
The gift has come.
Okay.
I have not seen it. I don't know what's... I just know what it is. Do we want to play Guess the Gift? Guess the apology gift.
I can't play this because I saw a picture of it. Nancy sent it.
Of what Neil sent?
Yeah.
I haven't even seen a picture of it. No, she sent you?
I thought she might have sent it on Facebook to all of us.
Oh, I didn't look at that.
No, yeah. I didn't get it on
Facebook. She also keeps asking me for email. I don't know
why.
She
might have sent it to me.
She has a better relationship with Pete than she does with you.
Can you message her your email, please?
Yes, I will.
All right. So do you want to guess, Bogues, without looking?
So it's from Amazon, right?
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily personalized. It's going to be some kind of rum chata, like, gift set up. Like, oh, no, you can't buy
look at that on Amazon.
Boop, 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 boop.
This is me doing game show music.
Yeah, this feels like when my kid asked me, like, who was the best second baseman in 1964. I don't know. I got a pass.
Carlos, any guess? Here we go.
I was thinking on the same lines of Bogus, but you can't get alcohol on Amazon, so I was thinking just, like, beer glasses, you know, something nice to, like, drink out of.
Close. She told me coffee mug.
Mug?
That's what I was told.
Singular?
Now, did it have anything on it, Pete?
It did. It was something, I think it was something offensive, to be honest with you.
Hang on. Are you serious?
I looked at it briefly yesterday.
Does it say sorry I slept?
What?
Is it about tacos or meat?
Hold on.
I definitely didn't get it, bro. You got it. I didn't. Oh, this is unbelievable. Pete has the picture. I don't have it. My mom didn't send it to me.
She doesn't like you. She loves you. She doesn't like you.
Okay, I have it here.
All right, what is it?
It says, I'm sorry. I would try and offer an explanation for what I did, but there are no excuses. This is on a mug. My intentions are all good. I can't see the whole thing.
How tall is the mug?
What?
He wrote a paragraph on the mug.
Yeah, only my poor choices. I absolutely take responsibility for the pain I have caused you.
Oh, no.
That's what it says on the mug.
On the mug?
Yes.
On the mug? I didn't know this. Could you imagine waking up every day to have your coffee or your Swiss Miss hot chocolate and you have to read the same apology?
There's some other things.
From Knockout Neil. There's other things on there?
Yeah, I don't know if this is... there's another glass that has like a top, like you would put in like a boat in a glass like that.
You lost me.
If you're making a ship in a glass, that top.
Okay.
That type of cork.
The cork. Yeah.
Okay.
The cork. Thank you.
You know, guys, when you make a ship in a glass, you got to put the thing on the top to keep the ship inside the bottle.
Okay. This one says, "Sorry, I'm a dumbass," with Eeyore on it.
So he was still drunk when you bought all these things.
And then this is the one that's offensive. Well, not offensive, but says a word I can't say. It's a candle.
Okay.
I hope this candle smells better than the blank I put you through.
Is that from scripted fragrances?
Steve, this is his apology? He said these three things with those sayings on them?
Yep.
This is amazing.
And hang on, let me see.
He went to Amazon, just searched, like, I'm sorry gifts.
There's a note.
A note too?
Yeah, because it says, "Dear Bob and Nancy, I sincerely apologize for my inexcusable behavior. Please accept these gifts as a token of my remorse. Tell Sean that I'm deeply sorry and he deserves better. Enjoy retirement, Bob." From
Neil. Oh my God. Oh my God. So when I started this segment, I just thought you guys were going to guess. I was going to tell you, oh, he sent the coffee mug. I had no idea that Pete was going to tell us that this stuff was on there. Could you? First of all, I do appreciate anybody owning up to something they did. So I do sincerely think that's great of Neil. He did not have to send those at all. I just could not imagine going on Amazon, knowing I messed up, thinking, what can I get these people, and writing a paragraph apology on a coffee mug. How does my mother drink out of the K-cup? You know, you put that in the machine, out of that coffee cup.
I don't know what's worse, the initial behavior or the gifts.
The gifts.
I think the gifts.
The gifts are worse.
I think you're right, Carlos.
The gifts exacerbated the original act.
Because now you're four of them.
And you're always going to be reminded of what he did. Nobody's ever going to be able to forget it now.
She got a whole gift suite of I'm sorry's.
Now, I am going to push back on you on this. Because you guys didn't have to deal with it as much as me and Pat Boyle did, especially Pat after all. The actions were still far worse. I mean, far worse.
Yeah, I did get a tongue in my ear.
Yeah, it was uncomfortable. I understand that. But, like, that there is one of these things exist, but that he sent multiple of them to your mom. And you're right. Like, who is going to drink out of a mug that has a paragraph apology on it?
And inherently, this is the problem with the Bob's Bar Show.
Huh.
These people have my parents' address forever. We almost have to sell the house.
So going back to Moose's tweet, this is why DA has not mentioned a DA estate.
Right. Right. Wait, does DA need to be sent mugs that say, pull my finger? I mean, no, he's not going to give out his address to you guys.
DA will rent a house before he lets anybody in his real house.
For every moist pork, there's a knockout Neil. Like, the risk reward is so
right.
difficult. And why, unfortunately, if there is a Bob's Bar event, I have to get out of this town. It has to be ticketed. It has to be.
Yeah.
I don't know how much more we could grow it beyond next year. It has to be ticketed.
We have two choices. We make it, we limit it like that in some way, or we build a mock Bob's Bar somewhere else, like on a sound stage.
Yeah, I think you have to have
Silver Cup Studios.
Exactly. And then we do it there, like we're this is Bob's Bar, but then it's a set, no big deal. We go home, nobody, if Knockout Neil dies, he dies.
It's a ticketed thing, and you have to hire security.
Yeah.
Now, look, security. Okay.
Yes.
Would you do that job, Pete?
Well,
Pete would be the first one hitting the deck. If
I would need to get paid for that.
Did you say Neil Strong?
I would need to get paid for that.
I could do it for free.
By the way, Neil, thank you. I cannot wait for my daughter's 4 years to find that mug in the back of my Lolly and Pop Pop's cabinet and drink hot chocolate from there. So thank you. And the boat cork thing.
So expertly explained by Pete.
Okay. Now, I didn't even get to bowling for Moop. Should I do that real quickly?
I'd like you to get to Moop.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I meant Mope. Bogues, this is your story. Why don't you explain the story?
This, I hope everyone has seen this by now because it's a remarkable story, and maybe you've had a bad couple of days. Maybe your favorite radio co-host is leaving and you needed to pick me up. This story is unbelievable. And like many other things, it's perfect for this show. Stephen F. Austin, who we've learned from college basketball, the Lumberjacks, they also have a bowling team, a women's bowling team. The head coach of the women's bowling team is a female. Her husband is an assistant coach of the bowling team. And he was recently let go because of an affair with one of the bowlers.
So she had to fire her assistant coach, who's also her husband.
Yes.
Because he
slept with a student athlete.
Unethically slept with a student athlete, but the student, by doing that, he also cheated on the head coach, who happens to be his wife.
Yes, and I don't want to make light of infidelity and marital problems, but it gets even better than this, because the way this guy has explained it, it seems actually like an explanation Sean would give for certain things. So
I guess you could say his head was in the gutter ball.
I was waiting for it.
So this guy first goes,
good. You're a real bowl of laughs.
I know that this was...
It's not funny.
All right.
Morty, stay in your lane.
An ethical no-no, but I didn't break a law, so he wants forgiveness for that. But then the real kicker is he starts to tell everybody, and again, he's freely saying this in defense of himself, how at first he was a volunteer assistant, so he wasn't getting paid. Then he did eventually get paid, was always asked to do too much, was disrespected, so he almost feels like he deserved
he was owed this.
The side piece.
Unbelievable.
And these are real words from this guy.
So and who did he say these words to?
The Daily Sentinel.
Okay.
This is going to sound extremely sexist, and I don't mean it that way, but I want to preface this by saying this.
Please say it anyway.
You know, cheating on your wife's a big deal if you got to get away with it, right? Like, we could all agree with that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you picture that many highly attractive female bowlers where that would be worth it?
No.
Like, when you think of beautiful women, do bowlers come to mind?
No.
To the point where you're like, I'm going to throw my life away for this.
Now, some of those women that used to play pool, a.k.a. billiards, like there was the Black Widow.
Yeah.
She was sexy, right?
Janet Lee? Jeanette
right?
Lee?
There were a couple was she? Of, there were a couple of good-looking female pool players.
Okay.
I never...
You got a good-looking soccer player.
Yeah, but I never went to a bowling alley, and I've been to quite a few, and went, wow, the talent in here tonight is off the charts.
Yeah, like, if you were a female going to do this the other way, would you want to go up to a hockey player with no teeth? Is that worth it?
No, nobody ever saw Pete Weber as a sex symbol.
Yeah.
So, I did.
You did what?
Nothing. Go ahead.
He's your number two after Tom Hanks?
Yes.
Okay. Quote, I was the stay-at-home dad for 5 years with the kids while Amber got to go off and coach the team. When she'd get back, I'd run practices on top of taking care of the kids while she was back. When they'd travel again, I would sit back and take care of the kids. Then when I got hired, paid, she almost forced me to run practices. I was a volunteer the entire time before that, trying to help out Amber. Once I got hired on, one thing stemmed from another. I felt like I was doing too much what I was being valued at. So he stooped the player behind her back.
Break.
Because he had to watch his kids when I went on the road. I'm tired of watching my kids, so I'm sleeping with a bowler.
That is a straight-up Costanza move.
Totally.
Yeah, well, I had sex with one of your players.
That's fake. And what, he had to beg to be hot? What were his credentials to be an assistant bowling coach, by the way?
Married a head coach.
Right.
And I think it's
and
obvious.
And run practice. They bowl.
He didn't want to be a husband, so he cheated on his wife. So
they're not doing wind sprints and watching film.
No, they're eating nachos and washing their hands.
Can I get another pitcher of beer? What do you guys want to go play the crane game and see if we could get get an alien from Toy Story?
Chicken fingers from the snack bar?
Yeah.
Coach, did you watch the film? Yeah, a little bit straighter next time. A little bit more to the left.
Running
a little
practice.
Bit harder.
Yeah.
With his schedule, when did he ever have time to spare?
Huh?
It's not funny.
And by the way, forget running practice when the real coach is out. When it comes to the meets, do they call them a bowling meet?
I don't know what they call them.
Bowling match?
Match, probably.
Probably a match.
What's the assistant coach's job? To grab everybody's left sneaker and turn them in to make sure they get their bowling shoes? What possibly could an assistant coach... You want to talk about wasted budgets around here? How about whatever school's hiring an assistant bowling coach?
Pay for the lane.
The idea of
the size nines are claimed.
The idea of a college bowling team showing up to a meet or a match and everybody having to rent shoes from the front desk is very funny to me.
What do you mean you're out of eights?
We're in a tacky button down that says Stephen F. Austin and polyester. And you got your lumberjack ball bag.
Someone has provided shoes.
Hot. The actual bowling ball store that's in there that's never open every time you go. The lights are always out in there. Why?
The bowling pro shop.
Yeah, the bowling pro shop. There's nobody ever at the counter. The lights are never on, but it's always there.
I wanted to get some rosin. Why is it not open?
I need a wrist guard. Open up. Maybe that's what's going on in those rooms. The room is for the assistant coach player consensual relationship.
I know what the assistant coach's job is, to look at the roster to figure out what three letters he has to put together so we know it's that person's name and they punch it in electronically on the board.
This guy's name is Carl. Oh, what am I going to say? K-A-R.
How ridiculous. I had to watch practice. Come on.
So he got back at his wife by having an affair with one of her players.
Yeah. And what an odd place to flirt. too, to make that kind of move. You know, it's one thing to actually ask somebody out and then go bowling. You know, to kind of strike up this relationship, coach to student athlete at a bowling alley. I mean, what are you doing?
Well, because now it's got me thinking that they
like the bumper, sweetheart.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, like, they had their first encounter.
He likes a 7-10 split.
This guy had this first encounter with this player, and then they would see each other at practice, and there must have been like this pent up sexual energy. So, like, anytime.
Have you ever felt sexually charged at a bowling alley?
Yes.
Yeah, look at that roll. It smells like athlete's foot. Depends and old cheek.
There it goes.
I'm assuming they changed venues. I would hope they changed venues.
We still got two more dumps left, just in case.
Okay. Well, with that, maybe we get to the update. Should we, by the way, speaking of, wait to stun till next hour?
We could push stun back.
Yeah, I might as well. We'll do stun next
hour. I feel like we were stunned to that.
Yeah, okay. There we go.
So it's almost like the NBA's Rookie of the Year for next season has been decided, with Victor Wembanyama now one step closer to becoming a pro. Last night, the Spurs selected the Frenchman first overall to kick off the draft, ushering in a new chapter for big men around basketball.
The game shifted a little bit in the last couple of years, and I think it makes sense because you need a combination of skill, but also of luck and genetics to be the best. And the best lately have been bigs, and European bigs. I mean, overseas bigs.
Spurs head coach Wembanyama. Popovich. What was that?
Victor Wembanyama.
Did he say that?
Yes, he did yesterday. By the way, was that the female student's name? Was her name Allie?
No, the coach's name is Amber.
Because for bowling alley?
Yeah. I should just go back to not paying attention.
It's not funny.
What?
I did not like that one.
What was ich about?
I don't like that at all. That's not funny. That's not funny at all.
Backwards Brian, by the way, twitches in. I'm telling you all, I've seen fine ladies bowling.
Spurs head coach Greg Popovich, that's Greg with two G's, said they're thrilled with Wembanyama.
The real way to spell it, right?
Yes.
The only way,
as far as I'm concerned. He's been highly touted as the next phenom for years.
Of course, anybody would be excited about getting the number one pick in a draft, so I'm very excited. You don't want me to jump up and down, do you? Put on a show for you? I'd do a somersault, but I'd be out for 3 months.
Did someone step in something on one of the sidewalks in New York City? Am I seeing something in the treads of those sneakers?
I have dog poo on my sneaker, and it stinks.
Oh, symbolic, isn't it?
Off.
Are you sure it's not your poo?
I mean, it's in play, is it not, Pete?
That's right. Sure didn't eat it?
Yeah, he went lick it. Just to make sure.
I'm not
going to
lick it, but it stinks.
As he puts his shoe to his face.
Exactly.
I'm not going to lick it, but if you get me a spoon, I'll try it. Yeah,
horrible,
sure.
Man. Can we just move on with our lives?
Nope. But
yes.
Yes.
Go to the. It's right down the hallway.
Yeah, you don't need to. No, I didn't mean it like that. Oh, I meant like enough with like cleanup after your dog.
It saves 20 days of work. Come on. Go over there.
Yeah.
He really is delusional. He's going to have so much to do.
You know it. It's coming.
Pete's going to stab you by 4th of July.
Multiple 8-minute pieces.
Yeah. Somebody asked you if we can cry when Pete kills DA. Is that allowed?
I'll cry in jail. Back to you, Greg.
After that top pick, the Hornets were second. They selected Brandon Miller out of Alabama. GM Mitch Kupchak said there wasn't much debate and that Miller was their guy all along.
We think he's the player that is the best player. And we feel, I mean, they're both excellent players. And they're both will probably go on to have long NBA careers. But he's the one that we feel, you know, would have the best NBA career as a Hornet.
Great insight. Scoot Henderson went third overall. Miller, a second-team All-American,
in Tuscaloosa. Tuscaloosa averaged over 18 points and 8 rebounds, shot 38% from downtown. Was also named MVP of the SEC tournament. All of this overshadowed by his connection to the capital murder case involving former Alabama player Darius Miles and another man. Sliding down the pole was Villanova's Cam Whitmore, who was a projected lottery pick following his freshman season, but ended up going 20th overall to the Rockets. Perhaps something popped up on his physical.
No, I promise you it's not. I have no idea. I mean, I don't know like what happened, but I mean, I feel fine. It's my body. But I mean, if they think it's something different, I mean, they have their own opinions. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's my body.
Finally, yeah,
I say it all the time whenever the Chili's waitress comes over. It makes me feel guilty about ordering dessert.
They've never made you feel guilty.
If you ordered a first dessert.
They encourage it.
Guys, can you let the joke
play out? Know your order.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why you'd order dessert while you're waiting for your table. That seems a bit premature.
Dessert's the appetite.
I'll get past you guys.
You,
huh?
don't look like that by accident, Greg.
Why are you ordering dessert in the bathroom?
Body by Sean. Dessert while you wait.
I suck.
If you have dessert before dinner, it doesn't count.
That's right.
You have had
it's healthier.
Food yet.
It's healthier than having it after dinner. That's right. No denying that. That's
get it all now.
Dems the facts.
Listen,
are you done?
I'm done. It's science. Just right. Eat your dessert before you sit down.
You know what?
Science.
Speaking of dessert, have we lost another legend this week? It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. I would get the tender crisp chicken sandwich. I would take a side of onion rings, and I would then open up the top of the bun and put the onion rings on the sandwich.
Talk about still, your way.
Yeah, leaving a few onion rings on the side to dip in. I would also make sure I'd have french fries because I like eating onion rings and french fries at the same time with the same bites. And then I would follow it up with a nut. I have to have the long chicken sandwich when I go. And I top it over with their vanilla milkshake, which for some reason at Burger King also tends to be a little thicker than what you would get at a McDonald's. And I think they got a thick shake situation there. So fries, onion rings, long chicken sandwich, tender crisp, and milkshake.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, man. That's what that sounded like.
Have to have that in the studio now.
Yeah. No, I'm going all health kick on my new hours. Because I feel like sleep is going to be good for my health.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pack myself salads to eat for dinner before I get home.
Mm-hmm.
What are you laughing at? I'm being serious.
It's not happening.
Yes, it is.
I know this is
I have
happening.
An opportunity with more sleep to live a much healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, when Evan does the Craig thing and order 500 pizzas and you're not going to have a slice?
Nope.
Okay. All right.
Plus, I've had some talks with people close to me that if I clean up my weight a little bit, there could be more opportunities.
People close to you?
Yeah.
Taylor?
Maybe. Taylor also, by the way, been listening.
Okay.
You know, rides in or whatever, and she's like a sponge. Daddy, you're not friends with the people you work anymore?
Mm. That's what it feels like.
Look what you did to Taylor.
Jeez. But we shouldn't cry, though. No. We need to just drag our big old testicles across the carpet in the newsroom. Sorry, Boomer.
Let's kill an animal for fun.
Yeah. I eat jock straps for breakfast.
Yeah. You eat jock straps for breakfast?
Yes, exactly.
No.
Exactly.
Pete will always have each other.
That's right. That's right.
From Taz to Moose. From Feinstein to Gio and Jones.
Well, I mean,
to the DA buffoon. And Jockalone.
Yes, yeah. I'm going to. A part of the whole thing is the two guys I'm looking at right now, I've worked with the longest in my career.
That's right.
Bogush one, Sean two.
This and won't stop Pete directly. From hitting me up to speak to students, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, even more questions now. They're going to know who you are.
We're going to have the show in the classroom.
Yeah. But, Pete, don't worry. As Sean dies before he gets his promotion, he also loves to point out that I don't have a career. Right. So I'm not going anywhere.
Okay.
Like, I've maxed out, so I'll be here as long as you need.
That's right. That's
so
right.
So you can use all your tears on Sean.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank
the
you.
Least I could do.
Take a choke on that.
Mm.
All right. Now, last night, the Dick family watched their son, Grady, wear a ruby red, essentially suit, I guess we'll call it.
No, it was just a jacket. Regular black, but tuxedo pants.
Right, but what would you call it? A suit jacket, a blazer?
Yeah, it was a jacket with I don't know, was it a full bedazzled shirt as well? Was it a dickie on
On
Dick? Brady Dick. But it was all red. It was all sequins. It was the jacket version of the Wizard of Oz shoes.
I mean, yeah, I mean.
It was. I thought it was amazing.
Did you really?
I thought it was amazing.
It's too much, man.
He looked like he got jumped out of Michael's arts and crafts store.
Right. Like, Dick just shows up there and he's all red. He's all bedazzled. It's too much. I thought Kyle Kuzma's sweater was going to be like the peak of we've had it with fashion. Or when James Harden showed up like one of the people in the Kanye West music video. And now I got Dick rolling through the draft all dressed in a red blazer.
I tweeted this yesterday and I meant it 100%. That might have been the greatest draft ensemble we've ever had.
It's horrible. Now, for
football,
those don't know,
basketball.
He grew up in Wichita.
Right.
He went to Kansas.
Right.
Home of the Jayhawks, Rock Chalk.
Yep.
So, obviously,
not
where does,
in Kansas anymore.
Where does the Wizard of Oz
go?
Kansas.
Oh.
Well, no, they go to see the Wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, no, it's just that felt like the same delivery as where does the salt go?
No.
The Wizard of Oz.
So, before Kansas was really overly populated, Dorothy lived there.
Right.
Who?
Early Kansas.
Well, think about when the Wizard of Oz came out. I mean, Kansas, I mean, let's be honest, it wasn't as popular as it was now. Pete Mundo wasn't there yet.
That's true. It all changed when he went there.
Yeah. Once you get a Mundo, you've confirmed your population.
George Brett had no idea what Kansas was. I understand that it's Missouri. I get it. It's still Kansas City. There's two of them, by the way.
This whole thing, as an aside, I'm thinking of you in the Wizard of Oz.
What, were the Tin Man?
Yeah, you as one of the characters.
I had the oak tag aluminum foil Tin Man costume.
You'd be the lion if you saw a bat.
Towering over all the kids.
With cheese in a box.
Oil me
new,
up.
This was Halloween of 2009.
Yeah.
Sean was in college still. Simon. As the Tin Man.
You're seven.
He wears a stupid...
Still not a doctor.
Stupid red jacket. He would theme. I'm not in Kansas anymore because he's going to Toronto.
I thought it was great. I mean,
it's awful,
the
bro.
The only thing I would have subtracted was the shoulder pads. He was too wide. Like, that was a little strange
it's
to me.
Awful.
But otherwise, it was the perfect combination of, look at me, I've already got a funny name,
Why is his name funny?
The nerdy haircut. I thought it was everything. It was perfect.
Why is his name funny?
Yes.
His name's Grady.
Right.
Okay.
It's a silly name.
I have no issue with that name. It's much better than some of the names, you know, we've had.
Like Mraz.
We don't have Mraz anymore.
Yeah.
Mraz has been retired.
Sean Marash.
Yeah.
I thought it was silly. I just thought it was silly. And honestly, you can't suck now. Grady Dick can't go grind it out in Toronto and be terrible.
Agreed.
Okay. That's his real name.
He put a bullseye on him.
Yeah. Yes. You're always going to know. Oh, that was red bedazzled guy.
Yeah. That's fine. He's got to back it up. I'll agree with that. But I like that was a, what was the old podcast?
He better have courage.
God, his name really is Grady Dick. I thought it was a joke.
I love how Greg finds out about sports on this show.
Greg, wait till you find out about Aaron Judge.
Whoa.
He was actually on the same, well, he followed your buddy Christian Braun, who really is Christian Brown, at Kansas.
That's right.
Really? Another recent Caserta discovery.
A hustler, a Kansas hustler. So and right, does anybody remember Christian Brown showing up to the NBA draft dressed as the pooch next to Dorothy? What was the name? Toto?
He should have.
Is it Toto or Dodo?
You were right the first time.
Toto.
You're for
and
your
the second.
Toto.
Yeah.
You're actually sounding like
dog.
A Dodo.
You're the Dodo.
Toto. And then there was what? There was the Lion.
Cowardly Lion.
There was the Tin Man who needed the oil.
Yep.
And hold on, I'm gonna get the other one.
Everybody be quiet. Let it work.
Was it a monkey that flew?
Yep.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yes.
One more. You're That's close. Another check mark.
There's four of them, right?
Yeah.
What is the other one? Oh, it's like the guy who does the brown. Is it Pumpkinhead, the Browns guy? Is that where they got it from?
Pumpkinhead, the Browns guy.
Where got it from?
Ichabod Crane. Exactly right.
Ichabod, like that thing.
Recap. Ichabod Crane.
So a Pumpkinhead, a Lion. A Tin Man.
And the Flying Monkey. I think I'm screwed this up. I don't think now that it's Pumpkin.
You think?
What's Halloween? Halloween. I'm thinking Halloween.
Jason, Freddy.
Halloween.
Ringo Starr.
Halloween.
Casper.
Halloween. damn it. What am I thinking of? Oh, the thing. The thing on the stick. The thing on the stick.
A kebab?
Yeah.
The thing on
Are
the
stick. Are you helping him, Carlos?
Leave.
Carlos.
I am stretching.
This is not how you do it.
What's this stupid thing for the Wizard of Oz?
Don't help him.
Carlos.
Scarecrow. Scarecrow.
All right, so
he had no heart.
All right, so what are the characters?
But he was stuffed with hay.
Seven of them.
Scarecrow.
Okay.
Tin Man.
Right.
Cowardly Lion.
Mm-hmm.
And the Monkey.
Flying Monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Dorothy. Toto. Yellow Brick Road. Oompa Loompas. The Wizard.
Nailed it. The Flying Monkey was essential Wicked to the entire story.
Oh, the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah.
There's right. also the Good Witch. Don't forget about her.
I don't remember the Good Witch. I got to go back and watch The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, there was you're, also you're, no, honestly, you might want to brush up a little bit before you go back in there.
Okay.
But Carlos, and for anybody, well, it doesn't matter anymore, but up until July 17th, the game is you stop talking, you sit back, you don't look at him, you give him no hints, no signs.
To be fair,
you just Carlos
stood with his arms out and his hands pointed down. That could have been him telling me it was the Scarecrow or him not realizing he didn't have three sound check clips in the system.
Ooh. But guess what? He did it, and within 30 seconds, you were screaming Scarecrow.
I got it, though.
And he was nodding at you as you were like talking yourself through it.
And somebody just wrote the Scarecrow needed a brain. Who needed the heart?
The Tin Man.
No, the
I thought
lion
the Tin Man
did.
Needed oil.
The lion was cowardly.
Oh, yeah, cowardly
That's
lion.
That's why he needed
yeah,
the
cowardly
heart.
Cowardly lion.
I thought he needed courage.
That's where the heart comes from.
The monkey needed courage.
Lion feels like he's asking a lot. Well, the monkeys were the bad guys, though, aren't they? They weren't with them. They didn't
they
allow.
They were with the Wicked Witch.
They
yeah.
weren't with the Beatles, right? They were against them.
Right.
Correct. Like the Stones.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Greg.
Here's Grady Dick again on
yeah.
screen.
Yeah, how about
his,
that?
With his bedazzled jacket.
Look how stupid he looks.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid. I don't like that.
Yeah. Boy, his family's hopped on a Grady train, huh?
It's not funny.
Yeah. So we heard from top pick Victor Wembanyama. Now let's hear from the two guys who went after him. Alabama's Brandon Miller going second overall to the Hornets.
When I found out, probably at least 2 seconds before they called my name, you know, it's exciting, man. You know, just a dream come true. I've always dreamed to, you know, walk across the stage and, you know, shake that hand and, you know, take the pictures that we did. So it's just all a dream come true, just ready to get to Charlotte.
Last year's SEC.
It's Miller time in Charlotte.
You're really throwing
just
me off
on.
Now.
Morty needs a break.
Good to know.
Last year's SEC tournament MVP averaged over 18 points and 8 rebounds for the Crimson Tide. They compare him with LaMelo Ball and 19-year-old guard Nick Smith from Arkansas. They selected him with the 27th overall pick. Smith had been projected as a potential top 5 pick before a knee injury caused him to miss 19 games last season. Portland listened to offers for the 3rd pick, but nothing materialized, so they went to the G League for Scoot Henderson.
I'm the most prepared player in the draft. You know, that's what I say. So the fact that I went there for 2 years has just taught me so much, you know, on the court as well, but, you know, a lot of things off the court. So, like, I learned how to be a pro off the court, just so much time off and, you know, just trying to find what to do. And I found the hobbies that I like to do. And, Ignite at Night definitely showed me a lot of things that I wouldn't get anywhere else. So.
Scoot said he hopes Damian Lillard will be with them when the new season starts, with the 33-year-old being subject to trade rumors for a while now. And the big trade from 2 nights ago that I read about this morning that sent Marcus Smart to the Grizzlies and Kristaps Porzingis to the Celtics is now getting some reaction. Here's Celtics GM Brad Stevens speaking this morning before the draft continues after having that tough discussion with Smart.
Excuse
wait,
me.
Wait, hold on. I'm out a second.
Bro, read that sentence again, please.
Speaking this morning before the draft continues...
No.
Continues when?
It's over?
Yeah.
For one night only.
Yeah, they've done a multiple day event?
No, it's only 2 rounds. It's not the NFL draft.
Oh. Well, I figured he was awake for the draft this morning. That's
NBA,
why he spoke this
NBA
morning.
The team with the 53-man roster.
Before the draft continues.
Why would he speak on a Friday morning if he
to
wasn't...
To recap the draft.
That was last night only.
Just speak this afternoon then.
Hey, what's to get it done for the day?
It's
why are
summer
we speaking
Friday.
This morning? So why don't we just wait to do the show till 3?
We could have.
Oh, I'm out of here.
If anybody wants to have Sean's job, though, and is producing next week, Booking Brad Stevens would be a pretty good get.
Or just letting Greg know how many days the NBA draft is.
Or booking anybody.
I'll put in a request.
So, but that was a Sean move. It's not knowing when the draft was. It's thinking the draft is something that's not.
I thought, like, it was a multiple day event.
Yeah, that's amazing. Like, before, that's like three assumptions. Oh, Brad Stevens is talking live. He must be awake for the draft, which continues shortly with rounds 3 through 8 on NBA TV 2.
So after getting a good night's sleep with the draft now over, GM Brad Stevens spoke this morning about that tough conversation.
Here's a well-rested, not busy Brad Stevens.
With Smart, who spent 9 seasons in Boston.
Very difficult. Very difficult conversations. Really hard to do. But, he'll always have Boston for sure, right? I mean, I think that Boston really appreciates him, and certainly I do, and he knows we'll do anything for him, but it was hard.
Oh, he really shows appreciation for him there. I cut.
You were listening to that?
Yeah.
I'm still laughing at, oh, it's over?
How many people do you think are on an NBA team?
And now back to Peter Caserta.
Before it continues.
Imagine how boring the 3rd and 4th round of the NBA draft would be.
How long did it use? But was, like, it always 2 rounds?
Just to,
no,
let you
it
know.
It used to be longer, but it was. Yeah. I think it was always. It hasn't been more than 2 in a long time.
I always thought it was 2 days.
It's going to be very hard for Drew Timmy to now not have signed his undrafted free agent contract with the Bucks to get back in the draft tonight. I just thought, you know.
Man, I have plans to go to that today, too. It's at the Barclays Center. That's not too far from here.
Oh,
you bought the 2-night pass?
The 8th round's in a Stop and Shop.
No, I think the Big Apple Circus is at Barclays already tonight. They've packed it up.
Finally, guys, promising news for Deion Sanders, who said in a video yesterday that he won't need his left foot amputated at this time, although he's still set for a procedure today to relieve clots in both of his legs that have caused significant blood flow issues.
Yeah, way to throw in a dark story now. That's horrible, but I guess it's good news, right? He's going to keep the foot.
Well, yeah, I wasn't going to lead with, by the way, Deion is having his foot cut off. Yeah. I thought that would be kind of morbid.
No, all right, so good news. Deion keeps his foot.
Yes.
All right.
Let's get stunned.
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
I'm so happy that I've made you both laugh like this.
This is going to make me laugh the entire weekend. I love you. Thank you so much.
So, guys, a man in Atlanta.
I got him having to watch with my wife tonight. Honey, I got to watch rounds 3 through 5 of the NBA draft tonight. I'm going to round out and see if Schwartz is going to get a sneaker from it. Nassau Coliseum.
Should have kept it going.
Oh, I suck.
Agreed.
A man in Atlanta was tired of being rejected by women because of his height. So he underwent leg lengthening surgery that made
moving
him.
Moving on, we got this ready.
Actually?
Yeah, like a month ago.
I just saw it in the Post today.
Maybe it's a different one. Maybe the surgery can.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would get the tender crisp chicken sandwich. I would take a side of onion rings, and I would then open up the top of the bun and put the onion rings on the sandwich.
Talk about your way.
Yeah, leaving a few onion rings on the side to dip in. I would also make sure I'd have french fries because I like eating onion rings and french fries at the same time with the same bites. And then I would follow it up with a nut. I have to have the long chicken sandwich when I go. And I top it off with their vanilla milkshake, which for some reason at Burger King also tends to be a little thicker than what you would get at a McDonald's. And I think they got a thick shake situation there. So fries, onion rings, long chicken sandwich, tender crisp, and milkshake.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, man. That's what that sounded like.
Get to have that in the studio now.
Yeah. No, I'm going all health kick on my new hours. Because I can actually, I feel like sleep is going to be good for my health.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pack myself salads to eat for dinner before I get home.
Mm-hmm.
What are you laughing at? I'm being serious.
It's not happening.
Yes, it is.
I know this is
I have
happening.
An opportunity with more sleep to live a much healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, when Evan does the Craig thing and order 500 pizzas and you're not going to have a slice?
Nope.
Okay. All right.
Plus, I've had some talks with people close to me that if I clean up my weight a little bit, there could be more opportunities.
People close to you?
Yeah.
Taylor?
Maybe. Taylor also, by the way, been listening.
Okay.
You know, rides in or whatever, and she's like a sponge. Daddy, you're not friends with the people you work anymore?
Mm. That's what it feels like.
Look what you did to Taylor.
Jeez. But we shouldn't cry, though. No. Well, we need to just drag our big old testicles across the carpet in the newsroom. Sorry, Boomer.
Let's kill an animal for fun.
Yeah. I eat jock straps for breakfast.
Yeah. You eat jock straps for breakfast?
Yes, exactly.
No.
Exactly.
Pete, we'll always have each other.
That's right. That's right.
From Taz to Moose, from Feinstein to Gio and Jones.
Well, I mean,
to the DA and Jockalone.
Yes, yeah. I'm going to. A part of the whole thing is. The two guys I'm looking at right now, I've worked with the longest in my career.
That's right.
Bogus one, Sean two.
This won't stop Pete from hitting me up to speak to students, though, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, even more questions. Now they're going to know who you are.
We're going to have the show in the classroom.
Yeah. But Pete, don't worry. As Sean dies before he gets his promotion, he also loves to point out that I don't have a career.
Right.
So I'm not going anywhere.
Okay.
Like, I've maxed out. So I'll be here as long as you need.
That's right. That's
so
right.
You can use all your tears on Shawnee.
Oh, thank you very much.
The least I could do.
Take a choke on that.
Mm.
All right. Now, last night, the Dick family watched their son Grady wear a ruby red, essentially suit, I guess we'll call it.
No, it was just a jacket.
I know.
Regular black,
but what
I think tuxedo pants.
Right, but what would you call it, a suit jacket, a blazer?
Yeah, it was a jacket with, like, I don't know, was it a full bedazzled shirt as well? Was it a dickie
on
Grady Dick? But it was all red. It was all sequins. It was the jacket version of the Wizard of Oz shoes.
I mean, yeah, I mean.
I thought it was amazing.
Did you really?
I thought it was amazing.
It's too much, man.
He looked like he got jumped out of Michael's arts and crafts store.
Right. Like, Dick just shows up there, and he's all red. He's all bedazzled. It's too much. I thought Kyle Kuzma's sweater was going to be, like, the peak of we've had it with fashion. Or when James Harden showed up like one of the people in the Kanye West music video. And now I got Dick rolling through the draft all dressed in a red blazer.
I tweeted this yesterday, and I meant it 100%. That might have been the greatest draft ensemble we've ever had.
It's horrible. Now, for those who don't know,
basketball.
He grew up in Wichita.
Right.
He went to Kansas.
Right.
Home of the Jayhawks, Rock Chalk.
Yep.
So, obviously,
in Kansas anymore.
Where does the Wizard of Oz
go?
Kansas.
Oh.
Well, no, they go to see the Wizard. The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, no. It's just that felt like the same delivery as where does the salt go?
No.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
So before Kansas was really overly populated, Dorothy lived there.
Right.
Who?
Early Kansas.
Well, think about when The Wizard of Oz came out. I mean, Kansas, I mean, let's be honest, it wasn't as popular as it was now. Pete Mundo wasn't there yet.
That's true. It all changed when he went there.
Well, yeah. Once you get a Mundo, you've confirmed your population.
George Brett had no idea what Kansas was. I understand that it's Missouri. I get it. It's still Kansas City. There's two of them, by the way.
This whole thing, as an aside, I'm thinking of you in the Wizard of Oz.
What, when I wore the Tin Man?
Yeah, you as one of the characters.
I had the oak tag aluminum foil Tin Man costume.
You'd be the lion if you saw a bat.
Towering over all the kids.
With cheese in a box.
Oil me
new,
up.
This is Halloween of 2009.
Yeah.
Sean was in college still. So as the Tin Man.
You're seven.
He wears a stupid...
Still not a doctor.
Stupid red jacket. He would theme. I'm not in Kansas anymore because now he's going to Toronto.
I thought it was great. And
it's awful,
the
bro.
The only thing I would have subtracted was the shoulder pads. He was too wide. Like, that was a little strange
it's
to me.
It's awful.
But otherwise... And it was the perfect combination of look at me. I've already got a funny name.
Why is his name funny?
The nerdy haircut. I thought it was everything. It was perfect.
Why is his name funny?
Yes.
His name's Grady.
Right.
Okay.
It's a silly name.
I have no issue with that name. It's much better than some of the names, you know, we've had.
Like Mraz.
We don't have Mraz anymore.
Yeah.
Mraz has been retired.
Sean Mraz.
Yeah.
I thought it was silly. I just thought it was silly. And honestly, you can't suck now. Grady Dick can't go grind it out in Toronto and be terrible.
Agreed. Okay. That's his real name. He put a bullseye on him.
Yeah. Yes. You're always going to know. Oh, that was Red Bedazzled guy.
Yeah. That's fine. He's got to back it up. I'll agree with that. But I like that was a. What was the old podcast?
He better have courage.
God, his name really is Grady Dick. I thought it was a joke.
I love how Greg finds out about sports on this show.
Greg, wait till you find out about Aaron Judge.
Whoa.
He was actually on the same, well, he followed your buddy Christian Braun, who really is Christian Brown,
yeah,
at Kansas.
That's right.
Really? Another recent Caserta discovery.
A hustler. A Kansas hustler. So, and right, does anybody remember Christian Brown showing up to the NBA draft dressed as the pooch next to Dorothy? What was the name? Toto?
He should have.
Is it Toto or Dodo?
You were right the first time.
Toto.
You're first and second. Second. Toto.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're actually sounding like
dog.
A Dodo.
You're the Dodo.
Toto, and then there was what? There was the Lion.
Cowardly Lion.
There was the Tin Man Who Needed the Oil.
Yep.
And hold on, I'm going to get the other one.
Everybody be quiet. Let it work.
Was it a monkey that flew?
Yep.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yes.
One more. You're close. Another check mark.
There's four of them, right?
Yeah.
What is the other one? Oh, it's like the guy who does the brown. Is it Pumpkinhead, the Browns guy? Is that where they got it from?
Pumpkinhead, the Browns guy.
Wait a minute. Where they wait. Got it from?
Ichabod Crane.
Who's
they? You're exactly right.
Ichabod, like that thing.
Recap. Ichabod Crane. Wait
a
minute.
So a Pumpkinhead, a Lion. A Tin Man.
And the Flying Monkey. But I think I'm screwed this up. I don't think now that it's Pumpkinhead.
You think?
What's Halloween? Halloween. I'm thinking Halloween.
Jason, Freddy.
Halloween.
Ringo Starr.
Halloween.
Casper.
Halloween. Damn it. What am I thinking of? Oh, the thing. The thing on the stick.
A kebab?
Yeah.
The thing on
Are
the
stick. Are you helping him, Carlos? Leave.
Carlos.
I am stretching.
This is not how the game is.
What's this stupid thing for the Wizard of Oz?
Don't help him.
Carlos.
Scarecrow!
All right, so
he had no heart.
All right, so what are the cats?
He was stuffed with hay.
Seven of them.
Scarecrow.
Okay.
Tin Man.
Right.
Cowardly Lion.
Mm-hmm.
And the Monkey.
Flying Monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Dorothy. Toto. Yellow Brick Road. Oompa Loompas. The Wizard.
Nailed it. The Flying Monkey was essential Wicked to Witch the entire, entire story.
Oh, the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah.
Right. There's also the Good Witch. Don't forget about her.
I don't remember the Good Witch. I got to go back and watch The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, you're fine. No, honestly, you might want to brush up a little bit before you go back in there.
Okay.
But Carlos, and for anybody, well, it doesn't matter anymore, but up until July 17th, the game is... You stop talking, you sit back, you don't look at him, you give him no hints, no signs.
To be fair,
you just let that happen.
Carlos stood with his arms out and his hands pointed down. That could have been him telling me it was the Scarecrow or him not realizing he didn't have three sound check clips in the system.
Ooh, but guess what? He did it, and within 30 seconds, you were screaming Scarecrow.
I got it, though.
And he was nodding at you as you were like talking yourself through it.
And somebody just wrote the Scarecrow needed a brain. Who needed the heart?
The Tin Man.
No,
I thought the Tin Man needed oil.
The Lion was cowardly.
Oh, yeah, cowardly lion.
That's why he needed the
cowardly
heart.
Lion. And...
I thought he needed courage.
That's where the heart comes from.
The monkey needed courage.
Lion feels like he's asking a lot. Well, the monkeys were the bad guys, though, aren't they? They weren't with them. They didn't
they
rule out.
They were with the Wicked Witch.
They weren't with the Beatles, right? They were against them.
Right.
Correct.
Like the Stones.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Greg.
Here's Grady Dick again on screen.
Yeah, how about that?
With his bedazzled jacket.
Look how stupid he looks.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid. I don't like that.
Yeah. Boy, his family's hopped on a Grady train, huh?
It's not funny.
Yeah. So we heard from Top Pick
Victor Wembanyama. Now let's hear from the two guys who went after him. Alabama's Brandon Miller going second overall to the Hornets.
When I found out, probably at least 2 seconds before they called my name, you know, it's exciting, man. You know, just a dream come true. I've always dreamed to, you know, walk across the stage and, you know, shake that hand and, you know, take the pictures that we did. So it's just all a dream come true, just ready to get to Charlotte.
Last year's SEC.
It's Miller time in Charlotte.
You're really throwing
just
me
move
off
on.
Now.
Morty needs a break.
Good to know.
Last year's SEC tournament MVP averaged over 18 points and 8 rebounds for the Crimson Tide. They compare him with LaMelo Ball and 19-year-old guard Nick Smith from Arkansas. They selected him with the 27th overall pick. Smith had been projected as a potential top 5 pick before a knee injury caused him to miss 19 games last season. Portland listened to offers for the 3rd pick, but nothing materialized, so they went to the G League for Scoot Henderson.
I'm the most prepared player in the draft. You know, that's what I say. So the fact that I went there for 2 years has just taught me so much, you know, on the court as well, but, you know, a lot of things off the court. So, like, I learned how to be a pro off the court, just so much time off and, you know, just trying to find what to do. And I found the hobbies that I like to do. And, Ignite at Night definitely showed me a lot of things that I wouldn't get anywhere else. So.
Scoot said he hopes Damian Lillard will be with them when the new season starts, with the 33-year-old being subject to trade rumors for a while now. And the big trade from 2 nights ago that I read about this morning that sent Marcus Smart to the Grizzlies and Kristaps Porzingis to the Celtics is now getting some reaction. Here's Celtics GM Brad Stevens speaking this morning before the draft continues after having that tough discussion with Smart.
Wait,
hold on. I'm out a second.
Bro, read that sentence again, please.
Speaking this morning before the draft continues.
No.
Continues when?
It's over?
Yeah.
For one night only.
Yeah, that doesn't a multiple day event?
No, it's only 2 rounds. It's not the NFL draft.
Oh. Well, I figured he was awake for the draft this morning. That's
NBA,
why he spoke this
NBA
morning.
The team with the 53-man
roster.
Before
the draft continues.
Why would he speak on a Friday morning if he wasn't?
To recap the draft.
That was last night only.
Just speak this afternoon then.
Hey, what's to get it done for the day? Why it's are we speaking Friday. This morning? So why don't we just wait to do the show till 3?
We could have.
No, I'm out of here.
If anybody wants to have Sean's job, though, and is producing next week, booking Brad Stevens would be a pretty good get.
Or just letting Greg know how many days the NBA draft is.
Or booking anybody.
I'll put in a request.
So.
But that was a Sean move. It's not knowing when the draft was. It's thinking the draft is something that it's not.
I thought, like, it was a multiple day event.
Yeah, that's amazing. Like, before, that's like 3 assumptions. Oh, Brad Stevens is talking live. He must be awake for the draft, which continues shortly with rounds 3 through 8 on NBA TV 2.
So after getting a good night's sleep with the draft now over, GM Brad Stevens spoke this morning about that tough conversation.
Here's a well-rested, not busy Brad Stevens.
With Smart, who spent 9 seasons in Boston.
Very difficult. Very difficult conversations, really hard to do, but, he'll always have Boston for sure. Right. And I mean, I think that Boston really appreciates him and certainly I do. And he knows we'll do anything for him, but it was hard.
Oh, he really shows appreciation for him there. I cut.
You were listening to that?
Yeah.
I'm still laughing at, oh, it's over?
How many people do you think are on an NBA team?
And now back to Peter Caserta.
Before it continues.
Imagine how boring the 3rd and 4th round of the NBA draft would be.
How long did it use? Was it always 2 rounds?
Just to
no,
let you know.
It used to be longer, but it was. Yeah. I think it was always. It hasn't been more than 2 in a long time.
I always thought it was 2 days.
It's going to be very hard for Drew Timmy to now not have signed his undrafted free agent contract with the Bucks to get back in the draft tonight. I just thought, you know.
Man, I have plans to go to that today, too. It's at the Barclays Center. That's not too far from here.
Oh, you bought the 2-night pass?
The 8th round's in a Stop and Shop.
No, I think the Big Apple Circus is at Barclays already tonight. They packed it up.
Finally, guys, promising news for Deion Sanders, who said in a video yesterday that he won't need his left foot amputated at this time, although he's still set for a procedure today to relieve clots in both of his legs that have caused significant blood flow issues.
Yeah, way to throw in a dark story now. That's horrible, but I guess it's good news, right? He's going to keep the foot.
Well, yeah, I wasn't going to lead with, by the way, Deion is having his foot cut off. Yeah. I thought that would be kind of morbid.
No, all right, so good news. Deion keeps his foot.
Yes.
All right.
Let's get stunned.
Doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
I'm so happy that I've made you both laugh like this.
This is going to make me laugh the entire weekend. I love you. Thank you so much.
So, guys, a man in Atlanta.
I got out of having to watch with my wife tonight. Honey, I got to watch rounds 3 through 5 of the NBA draft tonight. I'm going to round out and see if Schwartz is going to get a sneaker from it. Nassau Coliseum.
Should have kept it going.
Oh, I suck.
Agreed.
A man in Atlanta was tired of being rejected by women because of his height, so he underwent leg lengthening surgery that made
him.
Moving
on, we've done this already.
Actually?
Yeah, like a month ago.
I just saw it in the Post today.
Maybe it's a different one. Maybe
the surgery continued this morning.
Maybe it's
I don't
a different
know.
One. Finish it. Let's see.
That made him an even 6 feet tall for over $81,000. Denzel Seigers, 27, told the New York Post in an email that all my life I struggled as a small person, and no matter what I did to change it, I always felt the same. For years, he researched how to add some height to his frame, but to no avail, until he stumbled upon a procedure that would later change his life. Limb lengthening surgery. Towards the end of last year, he had the first of 6 surgeries, which involved cutting the bone in half,
yeah,
inserting a rod.
Bless you.
It was in the Post this morning.
Sean's life shortening procedure.
So I can't speak to this because I Bogus did this. So I don't know where Bogus originally got the story and why the Post is late to it.
I mean, I do slightly recall maybe he needed a follow-up procedure, and maybe that's what this is being
written. You know, follow-up to soften his bone?
Because he already had one.
Yes, one, first of 6 surgeries.
Guys, like, all right.
It's the same thing.
All right. I can't do this after Deion saves a foot, and now this guy's doing leg lengthening surgery.
And we extended the NBA draft.
Also, you questioning, well, that's good news, right? That he's not having his foot removed.
Well, because it felt like a somber story off the laugh. This show might be better than last Friday's show, and that's saying something.
Well, what it is.
By the way, stunned to a news, you didn't get to come last Friday. Did you miss it?
Look, did I miss not being there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really bummed I couldn't go.
We know we didn't pack factor in. I had to send my sister for bagels an hour into the show.
Mm.
Mr. Bagels. But what do you think you missed the most about the show?
Just interacting with the fans, because I couldn't have partied that day. Like, I wasn't able to partake. But it would have been...
Moist Pork might have elbowed somebody to take a picture with you.
Oh, yeah?
You should have seen him. He barreled over Gordon in Vancouver, ended up having to use a walking cane because Moist Pork knocked him over to get a picture with Katie Linendoll.
Wow.
Unbelievable story.
I heard you guys were talking about Knockout Neil.
Yeah, who knocked himself out.
Now, is there a picture of him that I could see? Because I can't put a name to a face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at the big picture with everybody in it.
He's and the one lifting his shirt up and my mom's
guy,
staring
the guy
at him.
In front?
Yeah.
That, okay. So was he at last year's show? Would I have met him last year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Because I just couldn't put a name to a face.
Yeah, he's the one that looks like Bernie Lomax in that picture.
Yeah. That guy.
He looks like him or he was acting like Bernie Lomax?
Foxy's holding him and his shirt is lifted up for some reason as my mom stares at it, and that was the picture we got to submit to the company about how the event went.
Yeah, the one where I'm looking the other way.
Yeah. I hope that makes the station roundup email that we get every Friday.
Yeah.
We don't even get a sentence.
Hey, guys, we've got a new thing called CBS Sports Radio, and one of their shows happened at an old show in the backyard, and Knockout Neil was there.
I'm going to answer Rob not in the 3-2-1 right now. No, I am not auditioning for Mraz's job because I wouldn't be able to talk about the NBA for 6 months.
Yeah.
So clearly it's
not.
Well,
we don't talk about the NBA for 6 months. It's
not,
for 2 months.
It's not in the cards for me.
All right. Well, Greg, enjoy the draft tonight.
We'll do.
All right.
Too.
This morning. Right. Have your eggs.
Have
eggs and picks.
Have a good Friday, man. All right. We come back. Your target demo Fridays.
No.
And an epic. What?
We have another hour.
You're almost there in another hour.
What? All right, we come back. How quickly do we think the Spurs will be a West factor again? The DA show on CBS Sports Radio. Shoot.
It's a Friday fiesta. Here's what our listeners in the Target demo are up to.
All right, how about on my Instagram? Kenny Brock calls me a sellout. Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
Hey, Kenny.
Kirill Kaprizov's son. Take a sip of that.
Thanks, Kenny.
What do we decide GM stands for? Good morning. Good morning, Sean and Andrew. Listening via the CBS Sports app on the road in Northern Virginia looking for glorious splat. This is from our new friend, our good friend, Steven Saverna Park. No hate, all love for our thick tater. Sean, I'm looking forward to seeing you on Twitch when you can.
Austin Matthews? Yeah, he was 8. But on Monday night, he was great. Yep, that cynical bastard Instagram's in. I'm in Southern California, Floor Layers Union, Local 1247. From one hard hat guy to another, we're going to miss you. I leave for work at 4:30 a.m. West Coast time and fire up the Odyssey app and rewind the show to the beginning. The show's become a part of my morning routine just as much as my coffee. Appreciate the laughs and absurdity over the years. It really does help me get ready for the hard day at work that I'm about to start. They've got the power, power. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. They got the power, 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 power.
It's just like the album cut. A kid in Tuscaloosa at needs a role model. Listening on Odyssey app and I in Tuscaloosa. Through your inspiration, I work hard for good SAT scores, acquire writing skills, wear sweatpants to work, understand Joseph, Mary, Adam, and Eve are the same people in my faith, etc. I will only hate you for missing future knowledge.
I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, baby. And I don't want to miss a thing. Paul tweets, Instagram's in, YouTube watcher, 7 to 10 a.m. And I'm mad because the DA show is the only sports radio show I tune into. Chemistry is everything. I don't understand from going from national to local, but I wish you the best. Unless you're a guest on DA, I will never hear your pearls of wisdom again. And then just real quickly to close out Instagram, a New York listener writes, this sucks about me coming. So there you go. S-A-T-U-R,
probably my mom.
Night. S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. Night.
What's up, fellas? Sparks here from the YouTube chat. By the way, the 330, the 330, the 330, however the cool kids say it. Nobody hates you, Miraz. We all will miss you. Nothing but the best of wishes, my guy. Go kill it. Hashtag, I don't want to miss a thing. Hashtag, that's what's in. Hashtag, take a sip of that.
Finish the damn game! Mariana! Marina, Mariana! You remind me of a West Side Story. She tweets in, hi, Sean and Bogues. That was exclamation, I guess, because she wants to call me Sean here now. Richmond here. I don't hate you. I'm just disappointed. Just kidding. I will forever lament missing the last Bob show with you, but as Giants, we don't know that, by the way, but as a Giants fan, stoked you were going to work with Tiki. Love ya.
Thanks,
French
you.
French onion dip with bacon, but with dipsy doodles.
GoPuff tweets, we've got all your summer essentials plus your summer non-essentials. Get $100 off with code WELCOME1010.
Okay.
No, that's one of those stupid ads in the middle of Twitter feeds now.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Ooh. Ooh.
Thank you for that call.
All right. Idaho Pickster tweets in. Hashtag Target Demo Friday. Listening in Boise on 95.3 The Ticket. When I think of Miraz leaving, I just imagine him dry heaving after the belch and the bossa, and all is even. Love ya. All right.
It's a hard candy.
Thank you for your Target Demos. We'll try to get some of those. I see Kristen in Buffalo. We'll try to get some at the back end here, but we need to get in your epic fail that Carlos with a K worked hard on. It was the chaos of the bottom of the 8 a.m. Eastern hour. Here it is, your epic fail.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
So before Kansas was really overly populated, Dorothy lived there.
Right.
Huh?
Early Kansas.
Well, think about when The Wizard of Oz came out. I mean, Kansas, I mean, let's be honest, it wasn't as popular as it was now. Pete Mundo wasn't there yet.
Yeah.
So, and right, does anybody remember Christian Brown showing up to the NBA draft dressed as the pooch next to Dorothy? What was the name? Toto?
He should have.
Is it Toto or Dodo?
You were right the first time.
Toto.
You're first.
And the second.
Toto.
Yeah.
You're sounding like a Dodo.
You're the Dodo.
Toto. And then there was what? There was the Lion.
Cowardly Lion.
There was the Tin Man Who Needed the Oil.
Yep.
And hold on, I'm going to get the other one.
Everybody quiet. Let it work.
Was it a monkey that flew?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like the guy who does the brown. Is it Pumpkinhead, the Browns guy?
that where they got it from?
Pumpkinhead the Browns guy.
Wait a minute. Where they got it from?
Ichabod Crane.
They?
Exactly right.
Ichabod, like that thing.
Recap. Ichabod Crane.
Oh, the thing. The thing on the stick. The thing on the stick.
A kebab?
Yeah.
The thing on
Are
the
stick. Are you helping him, Carlos?
Leave.
Carlos.
I am stretching.
This is not how you do it.
What's the stupid thing for the Wizard of Oz?
Don't help him.
Carlos.
Scarecrow! Scarecrow! Scarecrow?
Okay.
Tin Man.
Right.
Cowardly Lion.
Mm-hmm.
And the Monkey.
Flying Monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Dorothy. Toto. Yellow Brick Road. Oompa Loompas, the Wizard.
Nailed it.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
And for anybody, well, it doesn't matter anymore, but up until July 17th, the game is you stop talking, you sit back, you don't look at him, you give him no hints, no signs.
To be fair, Carlos stood.
That happened.
Carlos stood with his arms out and his hands pointed down. That could have been him telling me it was the Scarecrow or him not realizing he didn't have three sound check clips in the system.
Oh.
The Monkey needed courage.
Lion feels like he's asking a lot.
Come on, give it to me.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Oh, boy. Turn my thing on. Kristen in Buffalo, listening via YouTube. FYI, my husband first got me into the show using you as bait. Ooh.
Hey, hey.
I didn't follow sports, so he sold the show to me as there's a big dumb guy. They talk about food and make fun of him. It's been 4 years and more fun than I could have imagined, so thank you. Well, how about that? Kristen got into this not as a sports fan. Eric,
the big dumb guy.
No. Or hoop-hoop-hoo. Eric in Senkaus says, watching on Twitch from Jerusalem, Judea, Roman Empire. I'm completely support you, Sean, on your move to WFAN. Get on those silver coins, my friend. Hashtag Target Demo Friday. Is that right?
Yeah, how about that?
Really?
I am fat. Interesting.
Mark.
App goes far.
Mark Benefits tweets in, splendid Friday morning from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Listening on the Odyssey app, we all remember where we were during the memorable times in history. I know where I was when I heard the news Wednesday. Congrats, Sean. Hashtag put Boomer in his place. I like that. Thank you. That means a lot. And seriously, this has been, I guess, an overly emotional week here on the DA show. So a certain wild week. But hey, we still got a couple more weeks of fun to go here. But thank you, everybody who's reached out with the kind wishes. Let's make the next couple weeks the best freaking weeks we can have on the DA show. Thank you to Pete the Body, your executive producer, Wheels of Steel guy. Thanks to Carlos with a K, your executive producer, not the Wheels of Steel guy.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Andrew Kaplan, spinning the ones and twos. Thanks for Greg for paying attention to the NBA draft. Thank you, Bogey. We'll see you, baby. Have a good weekend. The mothership disconnects.
I am very loose.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.